Are you going to the concert tonight?
He said, changing the subject. The concert was a weekly concert run by the collective. Anyone could develop a piece and perform it for the group. The music was a combination of sounds that evoked different states of mental clarity and peace. It was a chance for each of them to express themselves while interacting with the whole. It was a social form of murmuration, sort of like a flock of birds flying together, following no specific leader, but all intent on the same task. It worked well in this environment because they were all essentially of the same mind. This society was not repressive, yet individuality was as much a function of reflecting the belief of the whole as adding your individual interpretation. When Dio got back to his desk, the sniffers had uncovered another set of mysteries. This anomaly had now become a collection of anomalies. They seemed to be spreading out across the entire system and reached far back into auditing history. The collective anomalies seemed to have a life of their own. They seemed to be gradually corrupting the system. Dio at once became very excited and very nervous. This thing had begun to have dire implications. He decided it was time to inform management. Bonus was the manager of Dio's block. He was a balding man in his early 50s. He was level and acute. He took his job very seriously, as most managers there do. He listened intently to Dio as he described his findings. There was no need to show him the data. He trusted Dio's ability to isolate and assess the information. When Dio was finished, Bonus looked at him intently.
Is this an incursion?
No,
said Dio.
It's an internal anomaly.
Are you certain? Said Bonus, furrowing his brow.
Quite certain,
said Dio.
We need to bring this up with upper management right away, said Bonus.
Dio nodded. Bonus sat down at his computer and quickly typed out a message. This was a code red notification, so it would be dealt with immediately. The two waited a few moments. The message came back quickly, but was not at all what Bonus had expected. He read it over a few times.
I don't understand, he said, looking at Dio.
Dio looked back at him blankly.
I'm to go over to meet with Ada right away, he said.
Okay, said Dio. Let me go get my data drive.
They want me to come along,
Bonus said. This was an unusual breach of protocol. Whenever an issue was discovered, the person who uncovered it was always called. This allowed for fewer misunderstandings through second-party communication, and it also encouraged transparency. Dio looked at him a moment and then shrugged.
I'll notify you when they want to see you, he said.
Bia went back and did not hear from Bonus for the rest of the day, or the next day as well. He was not responding to his communications. Finally, Dio went to his office to speak to him directly. A person he had never met before was there instead of Bonus.
Where's Bonus?
Dio asked. The new person did not know who that was or anything about the incident. He had been reassigned to this block and was given no reason why or background of the previous manager. Up on the fifth floor, in an office few people go to and almost no one knows about, three people sat around a table. Two were in robes and one wore a business suit. The one in the center was in his early 60s and had a yellow sash across his chest.
Status, the old man said.
One of our internal audit engineers uncovered an anomaly in the system, said the man in the suit.
That's what they do, replied the man in his 60s.
He was the Grand Controller of Fiducia. He was one of the few people who could make far-reaching decisions on the system. He was one of a small group of people in the entire state who considered anything close to policy or diplomatic decisions.
Yes, Grand Controller, the man in the suit said, but this anomaly is something we need to be concerned about.
The old man adjusted his chair and motioned for him to sit down. The man in the suit indicated another man next to him. This is former Controller Priebus, he said, motioning to the man next to him. He was an elderly man dressed in a dull gray jumpsuit. The Ground Controller got up and bowed. Welcome, former Grand Controller Priebus, the Grand Controller said.
Forgive me, he continued. I was unaware of your previous rank. Priebus raised his hand. Do not be concerned, he said. I am here solely to give you a background on the current anomaly. The Grand Controller slowly sat down with a look of confusion on his face. The man in the suit began to speak again.
One of our internal auditors recently found an anomaly in the system. It's creating a factual variance in some of the data streams. He has been investigating it for several days now. He has uncovered minor variances throughout the system. It has me concerned.
And so you should be, said the Grand Controller. The integrity of the system is paramount. Has it reached code yellow yet?
No, it's still at code blue, said the man in the suit.
But it's not an external incursion, he said. The anomaly originated within the system.
Are you quite certain? Asked the Grand Controller with concern.
Quite certain, said the man in the suit. Its implications had me concerned, so I had done my own research. This is how I uncovered some of the history behind it.
History? The Grand Controller asked, confused. Anomalies in the system were taken very seriously and generally were given the highest priority. They were usually solved very quickly. Are you trying to tell me that this anomaly has persisted in the system for some time?
Not exactly, said the man in the suit.
The Grand Controller looked at him skeptically. The man in the gray jumpsuit began to speak.
I am Priebus, he said. The forces that contributed to this anomaly began several years ago, and I take full responsibility for it. The man in his 60s looked at him keenly.
Several years ago, he asked. An expression of disbelief was growing on his face.
Several years ago, I was the head of the council, Priebus said.
You remember that referendum in Ecuador, he asked.
Yes, the old man said. It had a countrywide referendum to decide if they were going to overturn the existing government and replace it with an autocratic one.
It was a good thing it didn't pass, said the man in the suit. It would have inevitably led to destabilization of the country and the death of thousands.
Well, said Priebus, it wasn't exactly all luck.
What do you mean? Asked the Grand Controller.
They had a little bit of help from us, said Priebus.
The Grand Controller's face went gray.
You broke the Prime Directive? Said the Grand Controller.
Both the other men looked down, and there was a long silence.
Yes, it was a mistake, said Priebus. I take full responsibility for it.
What did you do? The Grand Controller asked.
We failed to certify some of the numbers involved, said Priebus.
You distorted the truth, said the Grand Controller.
Not exactly, said Priebus. We just failed to certify some of the information. The decision was made at the sector level. The auditor who initially altered the system convinced some of the block controllers to go along with his scheme. They decided that releasing the information would cause a gross distortion of the spirit of the truth. They felt that the administration in Ecuador was abusing the system.
Perhaps they were, said the Grand Controller. Still, that's no reason to break the Prime Directive.
Yes, said Priebus, they were wrong. However, they felt in doing what they were protecting the Prime Directive.
The man in the suit looked at the Grand Controller.
Were they?
Perhaps, the Grand Controller said slowly.
But why did they not inform you?
Priebus looked down at him.
I'm not sure, he said.
The sentiment at almost all levels was that the revolutionary government in Ecuador were using the facts to misrepresent the true will of the people. They felt that it could bring in a decade of oppressive control and abuse.
The Grand Controller looked at him.
It's not our role to interfere in the politics of any organization or state, no matter what their motives or actions are.
Yes, said Priebus. It was done by well-meaning people to try and prevent unnecessary pain and bloodshed. It was a mistake. We realized that then.
Did contribute to the development of the persistent assisted factual waiting system. Such things could never happen now.
Back then, the system had no PAFW.
Our systems now have PAFW. They now look not only at the factual validity of the information, but also at the trends on when and how the information is released. All the information that the government at the time was releasing was factual. However, the way the information was released and the timing of it gave an unfactual representation of what was going on.
He looked directly at the Grand Controller.
The picture they were creating was not a very factual representation of what was actually going on.
factual representation is essential, the man in the suit said, repeating one of Fiducia's mantras. Why wasn't it reported? Asked the Grand Controller. It wasn't detected at first, and when it was, we thought we could contain it. You tried to bury it? The Grand Controller said, with alarm. We tried to disregard it, said Priebus. The mistake had been made, and we did not want to discredit the rest of Fiducia's efforts. The old man sat back and tapped his pen on the table. Leaning forward, he said, Fiducia exists for one reason, to audit facts. It continues to exist and is backed by the rest of the world because that is all it does, and people can rely on it being completely unbiased. Priebus looked down. I know that. We know that. But damage had already been done when we found out. We decided the best way to fix it was with damage control. Damage control, said the Grand Controller. What did you do? We altered minor parts of the system. It needed to be done skillfully with minor changes over a long period of time. If not, the auditing of our system would have caught it. It was a temporary measure that was phased out over time. So what's happening now? Said the Grand Controller. Well, said Priebus, our system is extremely complex in self-auditing. It is very difficult to hide anything. At the time, I assumed that the system had recovered and that it was all in the past. So why is it coming up again? Asked the Grand Controller. I'm not sure, said the man in the suit. We must have missed something when we did our cleanup, said Priebus. So what do we do? Asked the Grand Controller. Everyone looked at the Grand Controller in anticipation. Can we get the system back to normal? Asked the Grand Controller. Yes, said the man in the suit. I believe so. The Grand Controller sat back and took a deep breath and looked down in silence for a few moments. The others waited for a few moments. What should we do? The man in the suit asked. The Grand Controller let out another deep breath and looked up. I'm not sure yet, he said. We are considering lying to preserve the integrity of the truth. That goes against everything Fiducia stands for. That goes against every fiber of my being. Yet if we don't do it, all our future credibility may be destroyed. He looked up at Priebus. What would you do? He asked. Priebus looked down. I'm no longer the controller, he said. I defer to your wisdom on this matter. There is the credibility of the outside world, said the man in the suit. We have created this perpetually running living system that the world relies on. Taking it completely down is likely to cause chaos in the world and open the door to all kinds of manipulation and abuse. The Grand Controller looked at Priebus directly, then over to the man in the suit. Okay, he said finally. I will consider all you have said, and I will let you know my decision tomorrow. The following day, Dio went back to work, and several hours passed. Finally, someone he had never met before came to his workstation.
Come with me, he said.
He brought Dio to a small cart, and they drove across the floor. They passed long rows of workers just like him. After a few minutes, they stopped the cart in front of a post that read Block H. He got out of the cart and directed Dio down a few aisles and stopped at another workstation.
This is your new assignment, the man said.
Dio walked to the station.
Here's your new login and directives,
he said, handing Dio in an envelope. Dio looked at him confused a few moments. The man turned and walked away. Dio stared at his new terminal for a few moments. Then he opened up the envelope and logged in to his new workstation.